Let's return now to our correspondent's crystal balls. This time we are going to Lagos. Myoni Jones tells us what we should be looking out for in Nigeria.
In 2023, the world will be watching Nigeria because it'll face one of its biggest tests since transitioning to democracy over a decade ago. Presidential elections in Africa's most populous country are scheduled for the 25th of February. The sitting president, Muhammadu Buhari, is standing down after completing his maximum two terms. In the running to replace him are some of the biggest names in Nigerian politics, including a former vice president and two past governors. All the main candidates are over 60, and two of them are in their 70s. In a country where the median age is 18, many have complained that the country's leadership needs fresh faces, particularly because 20% of young people are currently unemployed, and the global rise in fuel prices has dramatically increased inflation. Whoever wins this year's polls will also have to contend with deteriorating security. With kidnappings for ransom now rife across the country, Islamist militants still active in the northeast and spreading to the rest of northwest, as well as separatist groups in the southeast, tackling insecurity is a mammoth challenge and one that could destabilize the wider region. Terror groups are already active in neighboring Niger and Cameroon, and there are signs that they could be becoming more present in the previously peaceful Benin and Togo. To the north of both of those countries is Burkina Faso, which has seen its fair share of instability with two coups last year alone. Kremlin associates were quick to praise the leaders of the latest junta, leading some to believe that Russia's influence is spreading in the region. Fighters for the private mercenary Wagner Group are already active in Mali. As coastal states in West Africa grow increasingly concerned about the spread of jihadist violence in the Sahel, the presence of Russian non-state actors could make a volatile region even worse.
That was our correspondent, Myoni Jones, in Nigeria.